spinta quella gondola!
Da-di-da-da, da-di-da-da, da-di-da-di-da-da, da-di-da-da-da.
And welcome to a very special episode of The Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time. Happy New Year. This actually is the first Sunday Morning Hangover of 2007. And let me just get out of the way. Congratulations to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy, it takes a big woman to come into the house and clean up the mess us men have made. So I wish you good luck. It's too bad that they've appointed you as being the house cleaner, but hey, sorry about that. Today's show is 2 hour-long segments. The first segment of today's show features the music and history of a group called The Free Design. The Free Design, 4 siblings, Chris, Bruce, Sandy, and Ellen from New York, who debuted in 1967 with a song called Kites Are Fun, and actually have been recording into the 70s and then reformed recently for another album. We're going to have a show today, the first hour, with interviews with Chris Dedrick, courtesy of KCRW's David Ponak Ice Age show and WAPS Akron's Beyond Mondo show with Tothar. I wanted to let you know that the interviews you're going to hear on the Free Design show today are courtesy of KCRW and WAPS, all from the Free Design website. Part 2 of today's show at 11 o'clock, Blue Art, Blue People, and Blue Music, songs with the word blue in them, songs about the color blue, in celebration of the Museum of Unfine Art's 5th birthday opening party this Thursday at 6 p.m. This is going to be a great show today. The Free Design, I want you to listen. It's great music.
I'm beginning to get a new kind of feeling, beginning to sing a new kind of song. I'm beginning to see that life's worth the living, beginning to find the right instead of just the wrong. There was a moon last night, a pretty bird in flight, and a quiet breeze gliding through the trees. I still can feel the ache in my heart, showing my life to be in need of a brand new start.
Begin to sing again, I'll show you how. You could be born, born again now.
Beginning to see that life's worth the living, beginning to find the right instead of just the wrong. It's pretty easy to love when love is given back. You think it's something special if you're white or black. But I find all love to be easy once more, like a child who does not care who, how, why, what for.
Begin to sing again, I'll show you how. You could be born, born again.
I was still in school. I had just finished 1 year of music school in Western New York and had auditioned at Manhattan School of Music. So I moved down to New York City and actually stayed with my sister Sandy. And my brother Bruce was working on Long Island, and Sandy was teaching. And we started getting together on weekends. Bruce had a real enthusiasm for learning to play guitar and playing some folk music, and we get together and sing two-part harmonies and so on, and just for fun. And we had all sung in church choir together and various things as we were growing up. And then the turning point was when I wrote my first song and for the three voices. And all of a sudden we had an original repertoire, and it was evident right from the beginning that we had a sound, a unique sound. And as I wrote more songs, that developed, and my dad, who was a music publisher, the idea that we should make a demo, went into the studio. He put up the money to take us into the studio with some studio musicians, and we recorded a couple of songs. And the next thing we knew, we had a couple of contract offers from different record companies, and we chose the Enoch Light Company because it looked like the company where we would have the most artistic freedom, seemed to be most interested in our own original material rather than just using our sound to promote some other catalog. And that's how it began.
I found love.
Didn't even know I needed it.
But I found love.
Never even crossed my mind.
I found love.
Had a garden, never weeded it.
But I found love.
Took an apple just in time.
I found love in the fall, and it did not hurt at all.
I found sunlight and flowers, soft summer showers.
I can feel my heart touch my Adam's apple. I can feel a feather in my head.
There is a lightness, politeness, fingers tingle, tootsies tap till dawn comes and finds me never in my bed. Didn't even know I needed it,
but I found love.
Never even crossed my mind.
I found love in the spring, and I did not lose a thing. I found love in the fall, and it did not hurt at all.
I found sunlight and flowers, showers.
I can feel my heart touch my Adam's apple. I can feel a feather in my head.
There is a lightness, politeness, fingers tingle, tootsies tap till dawn comes and finds me never in my bed. Had a garden, never weeded it,
but I found love.
Took an apple just in time.
I found love in this world, and my heartstrings just unfurled. I found love in the spring, and I did not lose a thing. I found love in the fall, and it did not hurt at all. I found love in this world, my heartstrings just unfurled. I've found love in the spring, and I did not lose a thing.
I was the arranger, I was the songwriter, I was sort of happened into this family situation where my brothers and sisters and I were singing together. We started singing on weekends, just for the fun of it, and my brother was a big Peter, Paul, and Mary fan, and we started just doing some of that material for the fun of it, and then the blend was great, and I started writing songs. And
wow.
My dad put up the money for a demo, and next thing I knew, I was a recording artist.
Now, this first album was on Enoch Light's Project 3 label. How did you cross paths with Enoch Light?
Well, we made this demo of a song called The Proper Ornaments that I'd written, and we went into this little studio, made a demo of it, and then took it around to some companies, and one of the companies that offered a contract, we got a few offers right away, but the one that interested us was Project 3, partly because it looked like the one where we might have the most artistic freedom, and it worked out that way, that he really gave us a chance to do new things that he didn't know what we were going to do until we got in the studio usually, and it was very exciting. It was just a chance to write and hear things played by great players. And
your brand new car, sir. There's your hat and gloves. There's your pretty wife, sir, whom you almost love. There's your color TV set and your impressive pet. There's your little baby girl you're almost glad you had. Such a pretty dress, miss, such a graceful walk, all from femininity, authoritative talk. There's your man, he's prominent, treats you like a queen. All your little secrets kept, your reputation's clean. The proper ornaments of life. There's your brand new car, sir. There's your hat and gloves. There's your pretty wife, sir, whom you almost love. There's your color TV set and your impressive pet. There's your little baby girl you're almost glad you had.
What's behind that countenance? What's behind the lace? What is in your mind and heart that's hidden by your face?
Behind the ornaments in your life. Ba 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 ba.
That was a top 100 national, but it hit the top 40 locally in various places, mm-hmm. including Buffalo, where it was number one, and on WKBW. And it was probably mostly because of our relatives writing in. But yeah, we did it on a lot of we did it on the Johnny Carson show, and we got on a lot of TV coverage on it, and it was kind of a turntable hit.
Distant fly. All that's between us is a little yellow string, but we like each other more than the little drops of rain caress her face and wash my blouse. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone, 'cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun. See my kite, it's green and white, laughing, laughing in its distant flight. All that's between us is a little yellow string, but we like each other more than anything. And we run along together through the field behind my house, and the little drops of rain caress her face and wash my blouse. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone, 'cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize.
After writing the song, Kites Are Fun, that I wanted to show a little harder-edged side of our sound, but at the same time, and it's also a little more musically complex than Kites Are Fun. It just starts at 5-4 and then goes to 4-4 and has some interesting chord changes. And that was a song that was very early on, but was one of my more favorite sort of songs with an edge.
Yeah. Come along,
come along,
come along,
come along,
come along,
come along,
come along.
Follow the way that leads between madness and madness. Flowers on both sides, each side has weeds and gladness and sadness.
Whoa, whoa, what? The way of love lies open fly. The skies above with hope and heart and sense. Whoa, 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 your mind but not completely. Make the madness stop.
Deeply we must, the store of hate immense, and grouping, groping nonsense.
Pathways are green and black and white and yellow and crimson. Walk on the rainbow.
Hope and heart and sense. Whoa, 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 your mind but not completely. Make the madness stop.
Deeply we must, the store of hate immense, and grouping, groping nonsense.
Honesty and purity,
beauty and sincerity. Doesn't that sound corny?
Wish that I were corny. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The way of love finds open light. The skies above with hope and heart and sense. Whoa, 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 whoa. Your mind but not completely. Make the madness stop.
Deeply we must, the store of hate immense, and grouping, groping nonsense.
What? The way of love lies open wide. The skies are far with open heart and sense. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Your mind but not completely. Make the madness stop. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So we were fairly different from a lot of the things going on, but I think part of the feeling of being a part of something came really from just being around the studios in New York and having people like Paul Simon or Richie Havens or Peter, Paul, and Mary used to use the same studio, and the same, some of the same producers, and would become aware of our work and were very very responsive, and we really felt like we were part of a creative world where everybody was different, but there was this feeling amongst all the musicians of a kind of community of people who understood each other and who basically really supported each other's efforts to, if they felt you were trying to say something or you had a sincerity or authenticity behind your, what you were doing. And they weren't, you know, I don't really remember feeling particularly out of sorts or square.
When he went away for the last time, it wasn't so easy.
More and where to and where. was in the barn. Then there was a moon. What did the moon see? Saw a blade of grass in one boy's eye, and a pain that'll make you glad you're dying. Hands that dribbled a basketball, voice that sang out a tune, love that ended too soon, a nose that bled for better reasons. Wind went away for the last time. It wasn't so easy. Words were hard to find. And the cows in the barn, it was milking time. It was milking time, but he was so far away.
Listening to the music of a group called The Free Design, a band from the 60s who put out actually 10 albums over the years. Kites Are Fun, 1967. You Could Be Born Again, 1968. Heaven Earth, 1969. Sing for Very Important People, 1970. 1970 Stars Time, Bubble Love, 1972. One by One, 1972. There Is a Song. Cosmic Peekaboo, Reformation Album, 2001. Chris Dedrick, solo album called Be Free in 1972, and a best of album in 1998. Yes, it is hip to be square here on the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Time, and the band's sound was kind of the epitome of square, although they influenced a lot of modern bands like Stereolab, Cornelius, Manitoba, the High Llamas, and Belle and Sebastian, among others. Even Danger Mouse covered one of their songs on a tribute album that was reissued a few years ago, or issued a few years ago. I just want to backtrack you on the songs we heard in the first part of this Free Design special. We started out with You Could Be Born Again, I Found Love, Proper Ornaments, Kites Are Fun, My Brother Woody, Make the Madness Stop, and Elegy. Like I said, this is the Sunday Morning Hangover, 1 hour special on The Free Design. At 11 o'clock, blue music for blue people.
Now, most of these records were produced by Enoch Light, of course, who we know as from Enoch Light and the Light Brigade, made all these wacky ping pong stereo records. And were you influenced by those Enoch Light records, or were you aware of them?
I was aware of them, and I was aware of, you know, the good side of his approach, which was really quality conscious sound, really trying to make great sound and so on. I didn't want to be identified with the corny aspect, what I considered a little overly corny musically in that way, and I thought that the people that he was selling to were not necessarily all the people that I thought the Free Design would be the best market for the Free Design. But you sort of take the good with the bad. He made great sounding records, got us in the best studios, made great sounding, got great musicians, great sounding records, freedom in the studio. And we sort of gradually developed the image of the group a little bit away from some of that and tried to develop that market. I think we never really did quite get the distribution to the market we were looking for, and that hurt us in a way, but I think in the end, the association may be working in our favor.
To see the red asleep, I am sure she is an angel. I think she was born in another world. She's my very own angel.
She warms my eyes with the morning sun
and awakens me with a robin's song. She fills my soul with a piece of dawn. She helps me touch the gentle one from another world inside our world. She's my very own angel.
She makes my life a happy toy
and leads me straight as a trumpet's tone.
I never live a day alone.
Someday she'll give me a little boy from another world inside our world. She's my very own angel.
Album, not just a compilation of, you know, where you might listen to a song or two. And when Matt Sullivan sent the copies out from Light in the Attic, when he'd finished mastering them and sent us some copies and so on, and I put them on, I mean, in general, I was quite kind of happy and surprised at the intricacies of the arrangements that I hadn't really thought about. And the Heaven Earth album has a lot of things in it that had just kind of remained in the back of the memory banks, and when they came out to be heard again was really, it was very exciting and caused me to sort of remember a little bit about what was happening at the time and what I was learning and trying to develop as an artist.
Are growing inside the church, the people and the cross.
Ivy is green and young and growing.
all white and old and cobwebbing. But without the church there'd be no ivy, and the ivy is needed inside the church.
Windy day, dream the best of your life away. Dream of an autumn day, dream on the 1st of May. Blow away, windy day. Ivy is green and young and its leaves are bare. Let my dreams scatter where they may. Ooh, ooh, blow away, windy day. Churches are white and old, let my thoughts astray until a soft October day. Windy day, windy day. Day, windy day, windy day, windy day, windy day.
Well, people are always saying to us, you just got to have a hit. I mean, you'd all be just, your music's so great if you just get one hit. So I did a song kind of parodying, making a little irony out of that idea, because I don't think that you really can try to get a hit. If there was any success at all for us, it was just because we were just being what we were and are, and it was kind of impossible to play that game. So this is a song about how impossible it is to play that game.
the first one was kind of a discovery of what was new. Some early songs and kind of a fresh approach, and there was not so much a thematic. It was in terms of the overall art, except that it was just new. Mm-hmm. And then the second album did have a You Could Be Born Again was our second album, and it did have a kind of a cohesive element because of the sense of I guess the theme of rebirth, death, sacrifice. There were things in there that identity, I mean, in a very simplistic way, some of the slightly metaphysical started to come in a little more to the songs, and I think that there was a relationship between You Could Be Born Again and Elegy, mm-hmm. Which is kind of bookend the album, and that there were a little, like the feeling of Ralif Has Veins, which was very much kind of almost like before I even read about Zen, it had a kind of, I guess I had started by then, but it was this kind of sense of not really trying to do anything, and it just happening out of the love of music. And so there was a theme there, true in to some degree, you know, not in a very structured way, but I think that there were kind of elements that tied the songs together in a very loose way.
Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys, and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
La 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 la.
Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys, and take off your shoes and socks and run you. Run through the meadow and scare up the milking cows. Run down the beach kicking clouds of sand. Walk a windy weather day, feel your face blow away. Stop and listen, love you. Run like a circus clown, put away your circus frown. Ride on a roller coaster upside down. Sing Matilda, Carrie loves a kinkajou. Jolly catch a kangaroo, hug you. Dandelion, milkweed, silky in a sunny sky. Reach out and hitch a ride and float on by. Balloons down below, blooming colors of the rainbow. Red, blue, and yellow, green, I love you.
Bicycles, tricycles, ice cream, candy, lollipops, popsicles, licorice sticks, Solomon, Grundy, Raggedy Andy, Tweedledum and Tweedledee, home free.
Cowboys and Indians, coffee dogs and sandbags, beach balls and tennis balls and basketballs too.
Baseballs and basketballs too.
I love forget-me-nots, fluffer, nutter, sugar pops. I'll hug you and kiss you and love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. La 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 la.
Bubbles, I think at that time we used to talk about bubblegum music.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this was kind of, there was a little bit of irony in that, and it was like this, we had a lot of very positive kind of songs, kites, umbrellas, we had all these images, but this song had this other verse or this other bridge in it that had kind of like the other side of the coin, like the child questioning you know, using the bubbles to get over the troubles and mm-hmm. problems, but still asking the questions, you know, why does my tummy have a little pain? Why does, you know, it's all sort of symbolic of the mm-hmm. world condition, you know, the two poles.
Out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles. Getting rid of it, all of my troubles. Watching the tadpoles, glubber, glubber in the bottle. So
bubbles, get my jeans up high. Bubblegum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
Bubblegum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying. Ma, pa, are arguing again.
Dad's my best friend.
The kid has a little cold.
And grandpa is getting old.
My tummy has a little pain. When does Jesus come again?
Blowing bubbles out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles. Getting air rid of all of my troubles. Watching the tadpoles, glubber, glubber in the puddles.
Some bubbles keep my dreams apart.
Bubble gum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
Bubble gum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
Blowing bubbles out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles. Getting rid of all of my troubles. Watching the tadpoles, glubber, glubber in the puddles. Some bubbles getting their feelings up high. Some bubbles getting their dreams up high. Bubbles carry my dreams apart. Bubblegum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
Yeah, bubblegum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
Bubblegum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
It's funny because when we were recording it, people really got off on the meter, and it's a very odd meter. It's one of those things. I think when you're a musician, you're condemned. If you're hearing the windshield wipers go at the same time the radio's on or something like that, you're figuring out like how many beats go against what in order to come up with a meter that will actually combine all these events that are around you. And I was hearing this. So it's actually missing a 16th note in a regular 4/4 bar. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's, what does that make it, 15/16 meter, which is a little unusual. But it fit the lyrics, like somehow the glubba glubba in the puddles. And so you always had this missing 1/16th mm-hmm. note in a regular 4/4 bar. And instead of becoming awkward, somehow people seem to feel that it really mm-hmm. had a groove to it.
Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la.
Close your mouth except to sing.
Fa la la la.
Might get something happening.
Fa la la la.
This season has a secret joy that's all I'm missing. We could all find it if we just watch this. Put your big fat foot back in the jaw. Bring your mind and body back.
Christmas means a million magic things to those who try to let it be its magic self and not a thing they buy.
Sit down and sing a happy song and whistle around your tooth and be still enough to hear the reindeer on board.
Put your big black foot back in the jar. Bring your mind and body back from the store. Get to know the people in your house. Might like them.
Close your mouth except to sing. You might get something happening. This season has a secret joy that's all I'm missing. We could all find it if we just watch the sun.
Put your big bang book back in the drawer.
It didn't seem smart enough to know what, you know, even to try to copy anybody, or I was And I was into jazz, I was into pop, I was into classical, and when we had a chance to start writing, I just started writing. I don't know what, if I could, my inspiration, I guess, was just my own life and my own musical interests, you know, things as simple as just liking certain chords and wanting to hear what the voices sounded like doing those. And I look now at some of the charts that we read from, and I realized that just this kind of care I took over each little note that everybody sang, and most people were doing sort of head arrangements of vocal things, working them out kind of in the air, and I was writing these little charts that people would sing note for note, and there'd be a little bit of counterpoint, a little bit of minor seconds against each other here, and it just kind of developed into a thing. I know, as I'm sure I was influenced by, vocally anyway, by the Hilos, which I loved a lot as when I was growing up. I had, that was kind of an ideal of what a vocal group could do, but I didn't choose, you know, like that kind of the jazz voicings in that style. We kind of were quite different from what we were doing.
There was a gentleman from way up north, and Kiji was his name. And he got strange answers from a magic board, 'cause Ouija was his game. Kiji's Ouija, Kiji's Ouija board, Kiji's Ouija, Ouija. We should have believed before.
I took my favorite lover away up north. We packed our boots and skis, and we found there's a lodging, Kiji's magic house. Then he sat with a board upon his knee.
Kiji's Ouija, Kiji's Ouija, Kiji's Ouija board, Kiji's Ouija, Ouija. We should have believed before. Then he asked us, would we like to sit and learn about magic? The Ouija board will set you straight on all that's happy or tragic. We sat right down to scrutinize the weird old indicator. Neither did we understand or believe it. Kiji's Ouija, Kiji's Ouija, Kiji's Ouija board, Kiji's Ouija, we should have believed before. He told us that some wise old angel had prepared for us a special treat, that everyone who kicked a little dog would surely lose his feet. And everyone who shook his fist in anger soon would be shaking in bed. And every single time a curse was said, someone's tongue would surely drop from his head. Now many more like this the angel will send, but you could do yourself much worse. Just push a couple buttons, let your favorite bombs completely over the air. Everyone knew that we didn't need a Ouija board to give us any clue that the way we lived was far from right. The first curse came to reckon. No one dares to go and ask old Kiji about the second. Kiji's Ouija, Kiji's Ouija, Kiji's Ouija board. Kiji's Ouija, Kiji's Ouija, Kiji's Ouija board.
You've been listening to an hour of The Free Design, a band headed by Chris Dedrick and featuring his siblings in the band, Sandy, Bruce, and Ellen, a band made out of four brothers and sisters out of New York. I just wanted to give a credit to the interviewers that were in between the tracks. The interviews with Chris Dedrick are courtesy of the Free Design website and are by KCRW's David Ponak, The Ice Age Show, and WAPS Beyond Mondo Akron, Ohio Show with Tothar. We have one more track I would like to play for you that just blows me away. It's from the Free Design Heaven and Earth CD. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA, Eugene.
Please be with me.